Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we turn our attention, as you hear in the background, to the University of Miami. And as he does from time to time, Stephon Adams from Canes Insight is kind enough to join us. Stephon, thanks so much. We haven't talked in a while since the preview of the FIU game. Certainly a lot has happened since then.
Man.
I don't want to keep
reading. Things are so much different now. It's like night and day. It's crazy.
But you know what? I think that when I, after the FIU game, and I went into the, to the press conference, and Manny Diaz says, the one thing that he said is the fix is in that locker room. It's in our recruiting class. Do you feel that way?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, the class that they have coming in, it's not a top 10 class, but it's about top 15 right now. And if they pull a couple of names down the stretch, it's going to stay in the top 15. There's a lot of program builders that they have here. And it's more about what Manny said. He wants to get his guys type of guy. What he means by that is just a type of work ethic and leader to help build that culture from the ground up, starting the locker room, starting on the practice field,
right,
starting the playbook, just every day, just building up. And you have a lot of those guys in the class, I'm sure you know, Xavier Restrepo, Don Chaney, some others, but those type of guys, those are just program builders that really great leadership skills, and you can trust them. They're not going to just wash out of the program, because that's a big problem that Miami's had a lot in the past few years, and that's hurt their depth, is that guys that just that don't reach their ceiling, or they just completely wash out of the program because off-field issues or what have you. But, like I'm sure guys like Don Chaney, Xavier Restrepo, they're going to at least hit a solid floor. They're going to be contributors in this program. Maybe they might not hit their ceiling, but worst case scenario, you're going to get production out of them.
Yep.
And I think that's what Manny means when he says building that culture and rebuilding through recruiting, is just finding guys that really fit his identity and what he wants to do both on and off the field.
The one thing that didn't happen last year is they didn't get a lot of kids in early. And I think, and watching programs like UCF and other programs that get those 10, 12 kids in January, and see their what progress they make by the time May rolls around, is invaluable. This time around, they're going to have a few more, maybe a double-digit class that'll come in, for that early, which means by the time spring rolls around, they're already in the mix, and by the time the summer comes in, they're almost sophomores. So you take a look at that, and I think that really, really enhances this program right off the bat. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, right now it's 14, actually, 14 early enrollees.
Right.
And honestly, if you can hit that 5, 6, 7 number, that's a pretty good early enrollee class.
Mm-hmm.
So for Miami to get 14, that's just absolutely huge. And that's going to help the depth right away, just to be able to, really get a solid third string in there, maybe even fourth string. And because like I mentioned, Miami's really struggled with those depth issues. So getting these kids in early, getting them used to their practice habits, getting them used to the college lifestyle, just being able to, adjust quicker, being in the weight room, it makes a world of difference. And it's absolutely huge to get in early, because you're just that much more prepared 5 months later when the season's about to start, what have you, than a kid that comes in during the summer and he just has to speed up. He's got to learn the playbooks. He's got to learn. He's got to get, in good shape. He's got to adjust to being a college student.
Sure.
You're just that much more prepared, and you can see the difference, because the kids that come in spring are just so much more likely to play, and they end up more likely to play when the season comes around in the fall.
You take a look at, obviously, social media, and that runs rampant. You know that. And then they want to get rid of everybody. Do you see any of the coaches leaving? I mean, I know that there's a lot of speculation, but does this coaching staff stay intact, or what do you think happens?
Yeah, there's rumors out there. I wouldn't say there's anything solid enough to report at this time, But certainly the rumors are out there. You know, Coach Dan Enos, offensive coordinator, just hasn't really lived up to what Miami thought they were going to be getting over the, when they hired him to replace Mark Richt, the offensive coordinator. And the offense has really been the same. You know, it's actually in some categories been worse. They're right. They're the absolute worst third down team in the country, 130th out of 130, 127th in sacks, in the 90s in yards per play, points per game, total yards. So they're just the back bottom of the barrel in offense. And it's going to be tough to see. If I had to guess, if my gut would say that Coach Enos will not be back, but I think a lot of fans, I'm sure a lot of fans would love that to happen, but it just seems like the fit is not 100% there for what Miami wanted, because you really wanted that offense to be, you know, put defenses in conflict, and you put it's a very innovative offense, and it just seems like more of the same of what Mark Richt is doing, just a different variation of that.
No doubt.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. There's still plenty of time. Coach Enos is out on the road recruiting right now.
Yep.
And, you know, when signing day happens, which is in 2 weeks, you know, we'll start to get more clarity on where, if any, coaches could end up leaving or moving on to.
Good stuff. Everybody's going to follow you, Canes Insight, all the way down the stretch to National Signing Day and beyond. Again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll get you back right after National Signing Day. We'll talk about some of the recruits that came in early, and we'll speculate towards the spring.
Absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Stefan. Thanks so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.